Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're talking about aging again. How about that? We're all aging. Doesn't matter what your age. And some of us older people are more sensitive about it. And everybody knows, even in your 30s, even your 20s, you worry about getting into your 30s and what's that going to mean. 30s, you know that you're slowing down a bit. And 40s, who knows? So let's talk about aging and what the body needs, what it doesn't have, what it's losing, all those factors. And to help us, again, we have a man who I'm extremely impressed with his knowledge and wisdom. He's a Chinese medical doctor, and I'm glad to have Dr. John Ramsey back on the show. John, welcome.
Welcome, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you could join us to talk about what we're not doing, what we need to do, what do we have to be concerned about? What are the main things that we have to be concerned about?
Yeah, last time we spoke, I spoke about people that age and the lifestyles that they live that we want to use as tools to getting us towards an understanding on how we can live a long life without symptoms or diseases.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for as well. Uh-huh. And these usually happen in blue zones where they have very organic diets, very strenuous work, clean air, clean environments. They don't have many toxins. And they understand that as they age, they take better care of themselves. They'll supplement themselves more with more powerful food choices like herbs and detoxing agents.
I want to go back to one thing you said just to put that in this discussion. Is how hard they work, because so many people think looking forward, maybe in the future I won't have to work so hard. And is that healthy?
Well, I think it is if you have your body prepared to work that hard. I talked a lot about circulation and achieving homeostasis and keeping them on clean, constant levels where you're always promoting better and cleaner forms of circulation throughout your body. It's very important because when we live in cities, we have a buildup of free radicals. And this comes into play with our food, our air, our water quality. Everywhere we go, we're accumulating toxins and free radicals.
Now, also, free radicals are accumulated through exercise.
Yes, they're byproducts, too.
So no matter what we do, no matter how healthy our lifestyle, because this work hard idea, I think, is important, because it doesn't mean to stress yourself emotionally. It really means more of a physical stress on the body so that the body keeps itself strong. And yet the physical stress is what produces free radicals.
Yeah, exactly. It's an oxidating process. It's rusting. It's that's the aging process. It's oxygen rusts and it causes a lot of death to our cells.
So we need to stop breathing. oxygen is rusting us.
what we need to do is we need to have constant food choices that can remove the free radicals, that can remove the rust, and keep the acidic level of our body down.
Now
and the biggest thing that we're not taught about is hydration and how important just water and electrolytes are in our diet and maintaining a specific amount. where we have the progression of disease or the onset of disease, it always starts with dehydration. And dehydration will manifest into inflammation, and inflammation manifests into degradation.
Right.
And that's when we age.
Now let's talk about dehydration and people's concepts of what it takes to be hydrated, because after all, we drink something and then we pee it out. So if our body needs it so much, why is it getting rid of it? And then how do we hydrate ourselves if we're releasing it all?
Yeah, if we don't have a proper electrolyte balance in our large intestines, then we're not going to absorb the water that we're drinking, and we're just going to keep on passing it through our urinary tract in our bladder.
So how do you know if you're able to absorb water?
Well, we can look at our blood pressure. We can look at how our quality of life is throughout the day. If we're getting tired throughout the day, if we're stressing out, if we're sort of going through unstable moments, these are signs that we're dehydrated. And what we want to do in order to properly maintain a hydration level, we want to have electrolytes put into our diet every day. So we're taking them when we first get up and when we're going back to bed. So at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we recharge our electrolytes. And if we're working out throughout the day, we want to have a third electrolyte offering as well.
Now, that's assuming that electrolytes are in the water that you're drinking, because I drink reverse osmosis water.
Well, I always get people to make electrolytes. It's very easy and it's very simple. You just take lemon, a little bit of Celtic sea salt, and organic maple syrup or organic molasses. Add that together with about 16 ounces of water. And that right there is fresh electrolytes.
Sounds
great.
People are unaware
that the environment of our body consists of two types of fluid, and that is pure water, which is inside the cell, and electrolytes, which are outside the cell. And in order to maintain that balance, we have to have osmosis. There has to be enough electrolytes and enough pure water in our bodies in order for the absorption of pure water inside our cells. And when that doesn't happen, we start getting an acidic body, and that's when we start getting dehydrated. And that right there causes problems with our intracellular communication.
So now, this is interesting, because we can talk about acid, and a lot of people feel like we create acid through the food choices that we make, or we can create more alkalinity by the food choices that we make. And what you're saying is that it's really the electrolytes that help differentiate how acid or alkaline your cells are.
Well, if you don't have the proper electrolytes in your body, you're not going to absorb the water, the pure water that you're drinking throughout the day to get into that cell. When we drink water, it goes through our digestive system, and if the electrolytes aren't in our large intestine, we won't absorb that clean, pure water. We intake water mostly through our lungs and through our large intestine. So in order to have that proper absorption of the water, we want to make sure that the electrolytes are always first and foremost in our daily procedures.
And now when you're talking about pure water, you were talking about mixing the water with these other ingredients. So once that pure water is mixed, it's not so pure anymore, gets into your system so that your body actually knows how to separate the pure water out from those other constituents.
Yeah, and your body actually won't absorb pure water unless it's pure water. And as soon as you mix sugar or caffeine or alcohol with it, it's not absorbable as fresh water. And that's one of the mistakes people make, is by drinking fluids that have water in them, but they're mixed with other things like sugar or caffeine or whatever it is. When that happens, it doesn't turn into pure water, and your body won't separate that water and use it as pure water. It will use it as a source of delivery for sugar or alcohol or caffeine.
So how does molasses stack up against that?
Well, that's the electrolyte. When you have a separation of electrolyte and pure water, so in order to have a charge, you need to have salt, citric acid, and a little bit of sugar in order to feed your flora and your intestine. And that gives it the charge and the proper minerals and glucose, so the flora can actually feed on that. What happens then is when the flora is healthy, it can absorb the pure water and then transport it throughout your system.
So there are times during the day where we drink just pure water and not mixed with lemon and molasses, et cetera.
Absolutely. We should have at least 5 16-ounce glasses of water, like pure water, a day, plus another 5 glasses of 16-ounce water mixed with other offerings like electrolytes or whatever you want to put into it.
And we want to caution people not to drink too much water because of the dilution of sodium.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're drinking lots of pure water and you're drinking lots of electrolytes, then you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
You have that proper mineral content. You're not washing it away.
Okay, good.
So when we talk about aging, if we don't have good body circulation with good hydration, your free radicals will build up. And the free radicals and dehydration will lead to that acidic and inflammation environment of our body. And when that happens, the next stage is having disease. So always, we want to always start first off with hydration.
Okay. So what's second off?
Secondly, we want to look at the removal of free radicals. Free radicals are an atom with a too many positive charged electrons. So what they will do is they will stick to our cholesterols, to our fats, and bond with them to look for that positive or that negative electron to neutralize them. So when we have antioxidants will remove the free radicals out of our cells, out of the transmitters and out of our fat cells. But when they're still floating around, they'll redeposit. So we want to have other chelation products that we keep in our body as well, like germanium or high minerals like magnesium, calcium, fish oils, DHA, omega-3 fish oils, etc., like that, so they can bond to the free radicals instead of the free radicals bonding to our cells and the lipids, the membranes, or transmitters.
So do we want to call all of those different nutrients antioxidants? Is everything that helps the body called an antioxidant?
Antioxidants are cleaners. They will remove the free radicals off of our cells, but then we have to have chelating property food choices as well, where they will bond to the free radicals and neutralize them so they can pass through our body without re-sticking into our bodies.
I think that's so important, is to understand that it's not just fluids that flush things out of the body, but something also, other ingredients have to be in the body to attract the toxins to it so they can help flush out those toxins.
Yeah. Hydration is always the first, but then we have to have cleaning agents and detox agents.
I like that. I like the word cleaning agents.
Yeah, the cleaning agents are your antioxidants, and the detox agents are your chelating agents, like vitamins and minerals and organic germanium, which bonds to free radicals to neutralize them. So the cleaning agents will remove them from our cells, and the detox agents will bond them and make them neutral so they can safely pass out of our body. So when I look at aging, I always get people to understand that they have to hydrate along with they have to clean, and then they have to detox. And that process I usually put people through is a four-month process.
Now, I think it's very important for people to be educated for their own confidence levels. There's so much psyche that goes into being healthy. Positive thinking. It tells the body that it's appreciated, and there's an agreement with our minds and our bodies. So the more we know that we're doing correctly, the more energy actually we add to the system.
Yeah, and I think this goes back to our previous conversation in the first program, where we're talking about continually pushing that envelope and understanding what is working in preventing disease and symptoms. So when we study the people that have lived the disease-free life and have worked a long period of time and have done that work, we know that is a truth. So we integrate that into how we are right now. And the earlier that we do it, the longer it's going to pay off in our bodies. If we start working on our aging process in our 20s, opposed to our 60s, we're probably going to get a longevity increase because of that conscious understanding.
You know, we are evolving as a society. I look back in my youth to how much we understood about our bodies and our health, our food, nutrition. There was so little information in those days. And now we're flooded with it to the point where so many people are confused, and there's also a lot of contradiction, and there's also a lot of scams and greed, and so a lot of people are confused and don't really know if they're doing the correct thing or not, even though there's so much information out there.
And I think that's why the local diet and the local eating, the 100-mile radius or the 50-mile diet is very, very popular, because when we deal with whole foods that are grown in our areas, they're local, they're utilizing already nature's antioxidants available in that area to protect you from what is going into your body. The fruits and the vegetables and the organic farming, they grow in that same environment, so that the actual food is already containing the proper antioxidants that are going to protect you in your body,
right,
for that area.
And we did talk about, I think in the last show we talked about that we should stay true to the culture, environment that we were born into and grow up in, because our bodies then are more capable of handling those conditions.
Well, that's it. It's the environment that we're putting our bodies into. So we have to observe that. We have to observe both nature and humans in that environment, and how to correctly harmonize both of them together, so they're utilizing the strengths, and they're not working against each other to either cause destruction to nature, or nature's causing destruction to man.
Right. Now, let's talk about free radicals and the greatest danger. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Let's talk about free radicals, and the greatest danger to the body of what those free radicals create. I mean, we can be angry at free radicals, but what are they really creating that, other than the rusting and the body's acidity, what does that end up with in our bodies that we should be very concerned about?
Well, they mostly end up in when we have a buildup of free radicals and we're dehydrated, we're not removing them, we're getting overactive histamine. We're having a lot of mucus problems. We're having baseline infections. And, of course, we're having inflammation, which is swelling and pain. So all of those signs that I just talked about is the accumulation of free radicals. And your body is trying to get rid of them, and they're putting in they're making them stick into areas in your body. So they're becoming acidic and they're becoming toxic. So when your body is ingesting a lot of free radicals and it's trying to get rid of them, and you're not offering your body the correct hydration to flush them out, they have to encapsulate them somehow to prevent them from getting into your organs and your liver and your kidneys to poison you.
And what are those encapsulations?
They get stuck in, like I said, they get stuck at high levels of histamine. They have mucus, infection, and inflammation.
Okay, which is actually the body's method of dealing with it.
Yes, the body's trying to deal with the toxins, but it can't flush them out, so it has to encapsulate them in certain forms. Which is always, those are the signs that we have to look at to know that we are dehydrated. So if you have a lot of histamine, if you have a lot of skin rashes, if you have a lot of mucus, if you have a lot of inflammation, then that tells you right there that you're dehydrated.
Right. And if you're not hydrated enough, so it's flushing out through normal channels, it'll flush out through your skin.
Absolutely. If you're stuck, your body will deposit them because it can't remove them. And when it can't remove them, then you have an impairment of your homeostasis, and you have an impairment of your circulation, which leads always to inflammation, infection, and reaction.
Right. And so the older we get, the less efficient we are. And I think that's one of the important points, or the main thrust of our conversation as we move forward, because we'll do another show soon about, you know, this aging process and how to escape it as much as we can, because it's building up. Our bodies are less and less capable as we get older of actually fixing themselves.
Yes, and the biggest thing with the elderly people, they lose their immune system. And that's because of chronic dehydration for years and years. That's suppressing the circulation of your lymphatic system, which is your water metabolism. So when that dries up year after year after year, it just starts shutting down to right. The point where when you're in your 80s, you don't have a lymphatic system anymore. You have no immunity.
And as you get older and dehydrated, you can't just take a day or a week of drinking extra to get back to a homeostasis.
Yeah, once you've had degradation, it's very hard to just reverse that with drinking water. That's why we have disease, and that's why we die. Because we've reached a certain point where it's too far to get back to proper circulation and homeostasis.
Now, as we move forward in our discussions coming up, we're going to be talking about different products or nutrients, let's call it, that people can obtain to attack this problem. And I know that we're at some point soon we're going to be talking about ginseng because of its power, and yet ginseng is a very slippery slope for many people because there are so many different kinds of ginsengs. There's Canadian, there's American, there's Chinese, there's Korean, I mean, and there's yin and there's yang. It goes on, and a lot of people get confused, and I think we'll be able to straighten that all out.
Absolutely, and that's what our next program will be on is how we can properly protect our bodies and put that winning formula together so we know how to regulate and clean and detox and nourish and strengthen all in the same diet. And it's very tricky, but once you understand how you're doing it, it's an easy task, but it's a long learning system.
Yes, and we'll be talking about other things than ginseng. We'll be fulvic acid, for instance, is something I know that you're very high on.
Yes, absolutely. So, and those are the detoxing and cleaning parts that we're going to talk about first, and then we'll talk about how you properly nourish your blood and protect your hormones and your steroids with your lipid enhancers.
That's what I like, John. Answers. Solutions. And that's why we're talking, because not only do you understand the problem, you also understand how we can actually get better.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So we're about
to... That's the whole point.
Right. And we're about to... the show's about to close down on us. And again, your name is Dr. John Ramsay, R-A-M-S-A-Y.
Yes.
And you're out in Vancouver.
I am in Richmond, British Columbia. My phone number is 604-314-0644. And my email is dramsay@msn.com.
That's great, John. It's always such a pleasure to talk with you. And I think our audience is going to get better and better.
Yes,
healthier and healthier. So
that's what we're striving for is youth and vitality, and to help people get those simple solutions so they can enjoy life a little bit longer.
Right. And we'll also, in a following show, we'll talk about how the systems actually get enhanced. In other words, which systems are we talking about? We're talking about our hormones, our bones, our skin, our muscles, our circulation, our nervous system. There are so many different groups to talk about.
Absolutely, and that's why we do things in stages. And the preparation of our, basing our body to a proper, healthy environment for longevity is the process that I put people through. And that takes a while, but once people have gone through it, they re-understand how they can harness their energy throughout the day, so they're never getting into toxicity or inflammation or degradation or acidic body types.
Right. So we want to help people make better choices and stand behind them. It's not easy to maintain a healthy lifestyle. You have to really be dedicated to it.
It's a learning process, but that's what I'm here for, and that's what the programs are designed for, is properly working with biology and nature to achieve vitality.
Right. And once we start feeling the changes, it's much easier to stick to them because you realize how much better you're getting.
Absolutely. And the payoff is, you know, a happier, healthy lifestyle. That's it. That's
sure.
the payoff.
Sure.
You know?
And be role models for others.
Yeah. It's quality of life that people are looking for, and I help them achieve that.
Dr. John Ramsay, thanks so much for doing that.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for being a guest on Energy Stew. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com or PRN.FM. And I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. We have a lot of classes coming up in New York, all kinds of of interesting things. So heartriver.org is the place to go, or email me. And thank you so much for listening.